Thank you, Grant. Again, we really appreciate the assistance we received from the USDA Rural Development Office. And early on in this process, we had Grant come up to our office in Sioux Center and say, okay, we got this grant application. It's complicated. How can you help? And they were very helpful. Again, so just really appreciate those words and your helping us all where you could. Thank you. Our last speaker is Shirley Bloomfield. Shirley is the Chief Executive Officer of NTCA, the Rural Broadband Association, the premier association representing nearly 850 independent community-based telecommunications companies that are leading innovation in rural and small town America. With more than 30 years of experience representing the country's smallest independent telecom operators, Bloomfield is an expert on the role of federal communications policies in sustaining the vitality of rural and remote communities and the benefits rural broadband networks bring to the national economy. So all the way from the D.C. area, Shirley Bloomfield.
So I know what it's like to be the cleanup batter here, but I am truly honored to be with all of you here today. We've got the local leaders, state leaders, national leaders, and certainly I would point to Doug as one of our national leaders on the rural broadband front. He sits on the NTCA board and has been a real driver for making sure that we can take this policy of what you're doing here on the ground and take that nationwide. So I am honored to be able to celebrate with all of you. About 6 or 7 years ago, one of the things NTCA did is we took a look at rural communities and we really thought about what drives innovation. How do you really actually spur economic development and drivers using connectivity and broadband? And we started a program that we call the Smart Rural Community Initiative. And as you can see from the signs at the side of the stage here today, it was no surprise to anybody that Premier was one of the very first nationally recognized companies we had across the country who worked with the 28 communities that they serve in both Iowa and South Dakota to really generate a lot of the economic drivers that come with broadband and with connectivity and ensuring that folks have access to the information services that they need. So again, it wasn't a surprise at all to us because, again, I look out at this room and I look at the team from Premier, working with Doug, I look at the leadership of Premier. You all have really had the passion and the drive to take the services that you provide to your communities and to those that subscribe to your services and to take those and really drive further into how you can be an economic engine for Northwest Iowa. And it is something that we watch from Washington, D.C., and certainly something that we hope can be replicated across the country. You've heard so much today about all that connectivity brings, so I'm not going to reiterate all of it other than to say that there is so much that is untapped when we think about precision agriculture. There's so many services that we can provide to people across this country, particularly in rural America. When we think about telemedicine, what we can do to support those who have a harder time reaching access to those services, public safety is always top of mind. And I think about distance learning, the things that we can do to bring children into the education environment that they may not be able to have in their local schools. So all of these things are truly part of connectivity. And when I sit here today, I think we are really talking about the connected cow, and we are really talking about fiber to the hog. And those are real things that can be drivers as we go forward. So I am, it is such a treat to celebrate what Premier is doing here today, in part because I think this is the perfect antidote to what we need in Washington, D.C. today. There is probably one thing everybody agrees upon, and that is that all Americans, regardless of where they live, deserve access to the information age. And I see folks being able to reach across the aisle on this topic, and that is something that is so important, and that is why today is exciting, because I think you've got the perfect model of a public-private partnership. Everybody here has noted it. But I think about having a community-based provider like Premier, who's really focused 24/7 on the folks that they provide service to. I look at USDA, who has taken great leadership, creating an innovative program, really taking a look and saying, we've had these historic programs for decades, but what can we do to really move the needle on broadband connectivity for rural America? Coming up with a program that we very much support, and we'll continue to support and continue to look for more funding for, because we're really excited about what you're doing. And then you combine that with Governor Reynolds and what you've been doing with your administration. You are one of the leaders in this country who has taken your state platform and said, broadband's important, it's important to my state. And you've not just said it from the podium, but you've put your words into action. So I look at all of those pieces together along with all of you in the community, and that's really what makes this work. And so I look at this as a model of what we can copy across the rest of the country, something that we are very, very excited about. And I simply want to thank all of you for all the leadership you bring. So thank you, and congratulations, Doug.